6. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So today we've got Kelly in Northwest Indiana. Now, let me understand this. You're having issues with your girlfriend every time you go out. What's going on?
So she just can't handle her liquor, and it's bad.
Oh, no.
What happens?
Yeah.
Well, you know, granted, she's 5 feet tall, so she's not meant to handle a lot of liquor, but she also doesn't drink. I always end up having to go home early or take her home because she's had, like, way too much. And I've talked to her about it, and she just says, oh, I'm small, I can't help it, it's normal. I'm not, you know, if I'm so tiny, you know, we're adults, and I'm just can't handle, you know, more than whatever I had. But I'm thinking to myself, then just have one White Claw and drink and be done with it, you know? Just
right. So basically, you've got this 5 foot nothing person who any amount of alcohol knocks her on her ass, and she's a nightmare.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right.
And she's choosing to still have any amount of alcohol and thinking right. It's what, just fine?
Right. Like, at this age, don't you know your limit? Like, haven't you experimented all these years to see what, you know, what you're, like, most people know, oh, I have 2 drinks and that's it, I'm done. But she just, she'll rip shots of tequila. She's like, four.
Listen,
you know,
your girl sounds like a vibe.
She does sound like a vibe. And unfortunately, as much as, like, the rational not drunk brain goes, I know I shouldn't have that much. The more you drink, the more you think, I can have more and it won't be a problem.
Right.
Yeah. So does she have a problem? I don't know. We don't even go out that often. I'm starting to wonder, is it because we're getting older or whatever? But we were starting to think we were going to move in together, but this is kind of stopping me. And, you know, we've been together for 4 months. I love everything else about her, but dang, girl, slow it down.
You were going to move in after 4 months?
You know how it is.
That's a separate conversation, but yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, so you say that she can't handle her liquor, and you end up having to take care of her, but you haven't really told us how she gets. Some people get flirty, some people get sloppy. People get mean. How does she get?
Is she?
Well, totally sloppy, first of all. Like, super sloppy. And I'm in good shape, but I'm not up to carrying some 5 foot person home, you know?
Every single time.
So, and there was one time she was a little snarky mean, but not especially. She's usually, like, kind of lovey, but just super sloppy. It's just embarrassing, you know?
Mm. I do know, especially if you're, like, not drinking that much and somebody with you is so drunk, how annoying that
right.
can be.
Yeah.
And
right.
you're like, do I go away from this person or do I catch up with them? Because this is not
this weird in between place is gonna get me mad.
So essentially, all right. So the issue is this, okay? It's Kelly in Northwest Indiana. She's with this girl who she really likes. They've been together about 4 months. They've even considered moving in together. The problem is she's 5 foot tall, and pretty much any amount of alcohol she drinks, she gets just wasted. And it's to a point where, like, Kelly's like over it. Like,
yeah.
And I've been in those relationships before where, like, when you're with the person and they start drinking, you start getting that feeling of, like, oh, no.
Here we go.
This is not going to be good. And that is not a good feeling to have. And, like, you're pre-angry before it even happens.
Or pre-concerned.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know. But this is match or mistake. And the question is, can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? Is there any level of talking her out of that kind of drinking? Because also, you know, you do get to a certain age where you're like, okay, now I'm taking care of somebody. This is annoying.
Yeah, I don't want to be a babysitter, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And you said you mentioned this to her?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And you know, she's like, oh, I'm just having fun. I don't know. I'm so little. That's why.
Well,
what does that mean, you know?
Talking to anybody in a relationship about their drinking is hard. I think the natural human tendency when somebody says that you're drinking too much is to get aggressive
and anxious defensive. And embarrassed.
Yeah. So, but, you know, is it a match or is it a mistake? That's the question. Can you see a relationship through if this is a problem? Is this something she can grow out of? Or is this who she is? 877-591-9696. Kelly needs your help. It's match or mistake on B96. B96 with Match or Mistake. So Kelly is in Northwest Indiana, and her girlfriend apparently becomes a nightmare when she drinks. She's like, I'm only 5 feet tall, so I'm just crazy when I drink.
Oh, yeah, which makes sense because, like, I can relate. It doesn't take a lot to get, I guess, intoxicated when you're a little bit smaller. But I think it also takes you knowing your body, you know?
Yeah, like, knowing when to stop.
Maybe not 15 shots of tequila, maybe one.
It's come to a point where Kelly really dreads when her girlfriend is drinking at all. And so the question is, can this relationship be a match? Is there saving it or is it a mistake? At 877-591-9696. Some insight from Maureen in Jefferson Park. Now, this is something that you are going through now?
Correct.
Tell us about it. And you say it's a mistake. I guess give us your thoughts.
It's a total mistake. Mm-hmm. I see red flags everywhere. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and my ex-boyfriend at this point is a heavy drinker. Well, he'll drink 30 beers a night.
Oh, 30? So,
yeah. So exactly, but he doesn't think he has a problem. So all you end up doing is watching this person go down, and you're like a babysitter. And so it got to the point where I couldn't stand babysitting anymore. I want somebody who's gonna be more responsible. So I see nothing but red flags on this one.
Well, and that's interesting, and I appreciate you being open and honest with us, and yes. I feel like if you're in a situation where, you've said that you're a recovering alcoholic.
So you're not drinking at all.
And that's got to be really hard to be around somebody who's drinking a
so
lot.
So actively.
Yeah.
Right. So, I'm fine in a in an area where people are drinking. That doesn't bother me, but when you're sitting there and then all of a sudden you get the slurring and the staggering, it's not fun. It gets old. It gets old, and it's you're babysitting, and then you're wondering if this person's going to drive. If this person's driving, I couldn't pick when my ex-boyfriend would fall down. I'm like, you stay there.
Yeah,
because I can't pick you up.
Well, then it becomes this constant stressor on your life. That's very interesting and valuable insight.
It.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Maureen.
You're welcome. Thank you, and tell this girl to walk away.
Okay. Thank you for that.
We'll
have
tell her to
day.
Run.
Yeah. is it Rihanna or Rihanna?
Rihanna
and New Lennox. Now, you say this could be a match.
I think if she's able to if they're able to work through this and fix it out, because my dad had a similar problem, and if you're able to work it out with your partner and figure it out, it could be a match. But if she's not willing to change her ways, then I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where I think it happens to people that drink too much, sometimes you don't remember what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't remember how you were acting,
then you just move on with your life.
You don't know that it was an embarrassing, perhaps bad moment for other people until somebody straight up shows you, and then you're like, okay, fine. Two high noons it is.
Yeah, well, and if you're the one who, can get a little bit carried away drinking, and we're not pointing fingers and saying alcoholism or anything like that, but the other person, you might not know that they've got a sense of dread when you drink.
Yeah.
And that is not a fun thing to live with, because then it gets you in kind of a space where you're not having fun at all.
Right, because no one wants to believe they're the problem. Brianna, how long did it take for your dad to kind of lock in and fix that?
Well, it took him one night on New Year's, and he completely lost it, and he changed his ways after that. And he'll only also drink and have a beer once in a while. And I think it took a lot in him to change, but he did it, and I'm proud of him for it, because now my mom and him are happier, and it's made a lot impact on our lives. So.
Yeah, wow.
It normally always takes one incident, huh? The big incident. Yeah.
I think if her girlfriend is willing to accept this and willing to change, then I think it could really work out.
Yeah, and I guess that is a whole other variable, is how willing is she,
She doesn't seem very willing. She seems to be very it's just something that happens.
I'm quirky.
And you're like, well.
I'm quirky. My quirk is that I'm a complete and total nightmare when I have three drinks. Thank you very much, Rihanna. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too.
So the question is it a match or mistake? Again, Kelly in Northwest Indiana, her girlfriend is very short and kind of uses that as an excuse to just be wild when she's drunk.
And the thing is, I'm trying not to judge because I used to be the exact same way.
Sure.
So I know that there is perhaps a way out of this, but she has to know what's going on.
She has to acknowledge it, too. But can it be a match or is it a mistake? Would love to hear from you. Also going to check in with Kelly again next and kind of see where her head is at. Is she going to stick around for it? It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. Moog's Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. A chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 trivia questions correctly on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings and match or mistake with Kelly in Northwest Indiana, whose girlfriend is kind of a nightmare when she drinks. And it's something that she hasn't really acknowledged and hasn't really tried to change.
Right, because I get it can be a little embarrassing to like admit or understand that maybe you're the problem sometimes. Yeah. So she's still trying to understand that.
And she's trying to figure out, is this relationship a match or a mistake? Now, Grandma Debbie always has some valuable insight for us now. Grandma Debbie, you say it's a match, and there was a point in time where you were this person.
Yes, I was. I was told it was either Vodka or him.
Mm.
And I chose him, and we're still together.
Wow.
So if she really wants the girl bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you'll do anything to get it. That's what I always say.
That's true.
So, you know, I feel like if she really wants to be with this girl, she'll slow down or stop altogether. I barely drink now when we go out. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. You can still have fun without alcohol.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm glad that you're trying to see the side of giving a person grace, because again, we don't have all the sides to the story, mm-hmm. right? We don't know what we don't know. Go ahead.
Well, because I was going through divorce so I was drinking a lot.
But yeah. Okay.
There's no excuse. You know what I mean? There's no excuse to drink that much to where you can't, you know, walk yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that, Debbie, and have a great day, okay?
Good luck to her. Love you guys.
Love you too.
So really though, Kelly, this is, you know, your life and your situation. What do you think? Do you think it's going to end up being a match or a mistake?
Oh, you know, sadly, I think it's going to be a mistake. I mean, it's only been 4 months. It's not like I gave up that much of my life yet. And
right.
I'm going out less. Why? Because I have fun going out. Why am I going out less? That's who I am. And, you know, if she's ripping shots of tequila, why do I have to, like, suffer and modify my behavior to be a babysitter?
Right, and that sucks. And you don't want to carry somebody home or drag them up the steps or, like, all that stuff's not fun.
Every time the bartender's like, free drink, you're like, no. Normally, those are very good words.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that that's the case, but I hope that you find somebody who's kind of more your speed.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure I will.
Maybe someone taller.
Yeah.
Or with a higher tolerance.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.